my, you know, expenses versus income. So if I can, if you can make it, you know, cheap, and then it might be something I'm interested in.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab John. We'll get that rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Connor?
Hi, this is Connor.
Hey, Connor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am excited for tomorrow.
Me too.
Yeah, I got a nice 4 days off that, like, never happens, so I can spend time with my baby boys. I'm excited.
Very cool. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, they've kind of brought back my spirit. I was kind of a Grinch for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, my kids got me back into it. But I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line mainly to go over pricing. She's asking me to apply like this Black Friday promotion and a new in business credit to see if we could get the price down as much as possible. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I think I'm pretty, I think she explained it pretty well, and I've heard and done quite a bit of research on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you understand the value of it, right? So when you do, when you do that search on Google, the guys that are up there right now are like Squeaky Clean. Obviously they're pretty big. You probably heard of them. Pioneer Cleaning Services and Clean It Up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clean It Up. They do provide, pressure washing, but it's not really a lining. So they're going to focus more on like junk removal and hauling. They're leaving the category. And that's why we have the listing available currently. But we're going down a list of you guys. We're just looking for one company to fill the opening that we have. Once we fill that, we close it out. We're not able to work with any other companies that fall in that power washing, pressure washing category. Does that make sense?
Right.
So, your main focus is just exterior home cleaning, though?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
And,
driveways,
windows
as well.
Okay. You do commercial?
Driveways, not windows. Yeah.
Not windows. Okay, gotcha.
No.
So you're not gonna like hop on a scaffold with a power washing machine.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Too much to deal with there.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely some liability involved with that.
Yeah.
Definitely wants to.
Yeah. People are weird about their windows. I don't like dealing with it.
Okay. And you're not currently licensed for the state of California?
I have my business license. I am.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough. That's all they're asking for. What about insurance? Do you have any insurance?
Insurance is something we're working on. It's in the process right now.
Okay. So it's in the process. Okay, that's fine. They're more worried just about the license, and we can post you. Oh, I found a Home Advisor by Angie's List listing. How do you like that?
I'm just starting with them. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
They're kind of expensive, which is why I'm a little hesitant for this because I don't know that I need.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends how many leads. So obviously, if you do the search on Google, right, there's the top recommended guys. So we're talking about listing you. But if you go just a couple spots down, there's Angie's Home Advisor by Angie. And it's top 10 best pressure washing. So it's like you could be the top 3 on the first page of Google, or you could be in the top 10 on Angie or Home Advisor. But the difference is Google's not putting their guys on Home Advisor by Angie. Angie's putting their guys on Google, right? So they're getting leads from people who are doing that Google search, because that's what most people are going to do. They're just going to Google it, and then they'll resell you the leads. So the leads that you get from that are going to 3 or 4 other people instead of somebody just being able to call you directly.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. We don't charge per lead or click or call either. It's just a flat monthly rate. So that's kind of why I was asking how
that's good to know, actually.
Yeah. Because with them, it's kind of like a question mark, right? If you're going to get 15 leads in a month, that could cost you anywhere from like 200 to 400, right? Depending on how they have their lead fee set up. So. You know, with the discounts applied and us developing the Google business profile, doing all the verification for you, and Tara said you wanted a better website. So, I mean, if we use it's a Wix site. I mean, we could build on it, but that I just don't like how that domain looks. Would you want to keep that domain?
I'm not a fan of that either.
Okay, now so you'd want a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So with the site included, I mean, I could get it down to $249 month to month with the Black Friday promotion and the new in business credit compounded.
Okay, $249 you said?
Yeah, it'd be $249 exactly. And then there's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Hmm.
It breaks down about $8.
That's interesting.
Day. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie, I think you'll do great with this. I might save you money and make you more at the same time. Again, it's all dependent on
right.
how many leads you're buying. If you're only getting 3 or 4 leads a month from Home Advisor by Angie, then I'm not going to be able to beat their price.
Right. Yeah. The only thing about Angie's List is it's like you pay $240 a month or whatever, $200, and then you pay $40 per call you get. So it's kind of, it gets up there in price.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just getting 2 leads a week, I mean, you're already going to be spending a lot more than you would just being on the
right.
first page of Google, letting people call you directly. The thing is like mm-hmm. these listings are exclusive. So it's like if you really didn't like it and you wanted to go back to Home Advisor by Angie's, they're always open for anybody to sign up and they'll sell you those leads,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, with first page placement, you got to have availability in your industry and area. The last time we even
mm-hmm.
had, you know, availability for a Google Places placement was almost 2 years ago. That's not saying that we can't do Google Guarantee or, like, Google Ads, like pay-per-click, but if the idea
mm-hmm.
here is to get your marketing budget lower and generate a higher return on investment, the best way to do it would be these Google Places placements. Google Ads is pay-per-click, and Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead, so, you know, you get into spending a lot of money on those, and sometimes if the click or the lead doesn't turn into a job, you still get charged. I feel like that's what you should be trying to avoid when your business is this new.
Right. How long is this? Sorry, my voice is echoing back and it's confusing me.
No worries.
How long is this position open for? Like, how long would I have to decide?
It opened about 34 minutes ago, and then or 35 minutes ago, but my reps, like Tara, that you were just speaking to, they just call out on the positions until they fill. We don't really
How did you guys find my number? I'm curious.
Google. We're a Google partner. So they'll actually give us a list of
okay.
all the companies that qualify for, like, the service area and industry or that they feel qualified.
Right.
Again, they told us to ask for certain things, like the license, because a lot of your stuff online says
mm-hmm.
unlicensed. But they'll create the list, and they'll give it to my reps, and then my reps will call out through it, pre-screening it. So I don't really have control of, like, when it'll be open or how long it's open, because those guys, they just call out until it fills. Pretty much the hang up, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill it, and then we move on, different industry, different area.
Interesting. Okay.
Pretty much our role as Google partners. We fill the spots, and then we host them for you guys and make sure they're working properly so you continue to come back each month.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so that is appealing to me because the research I've done most leads come from Google for
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is the contract I just joined yesterday with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to leave it right now, I'd be throwing $200 in the trash, which kind of sucks. So,
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think if you didn't do Home Advisor by Angie's, to be honest, I don't think they would even be considering you for the first page placement. So, hindsight's 20/20. You know, we understand that the people that are using that, you're already spending money, probably spending more than you should, really, to get those leads. And those guys typically
right.
get called first. Like, if we see guys on the qualified candidates list that are using that, Google will tell us to contact you guys first, because it's not really a conversation about spending more money. It's just a conversation about how you're getting your leads and the long
right,
term.
Right, right.
So,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you wouldn't have done that, we probably wouldn't have had enough information to really put you at the top of the list and even have this conversation.
Right.
So it's not wasting
right.
money, but
so,
it's also not a long-term solution. It's not something you want to use forever.
Right. So you guys are $240 a month, right?
It's $249 exactly, yeah, with the discounts. And then that Black Friday special and the new in business credit would be locked in indefinitely. So if you want to continue to use it each
month. What is it typically?
it's usually $4.99. So I've got it down to about half.
Right.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, so the larger companies like Squeaky Clean, they're on $4.99 packages. Pioneer, also on a $4.99 package. You're on the same package, just your pricing structure is different because of the week that it is. And then we're going to lock that in. So as long as you're with us, it'll stay $249. It's not actually going to go back up to the traditional pricing structure. And we'll be able to remodel the site. So we'll get you a new domain, develop the site for you, and host it, and have that attached to the listings.
Dang. Okay, that does sound pretty good, actually. I know you're probably just a good salesman, but
usually if it makes sense, you know. people tell me that all the time, but I'm like, any business owner, if you could just actually make it make sense, then it's kind of a no-brainer. You should have yourself in front of your customers at the time that they're looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be good. Is there some kind of what does it look like? Let's say I pay for 2 months and I haven't gotten a single call from it. Is there any kind of money back guarantee or is it just $400? Okay.
Yeah, they unfortunately don't do that because our services are not based on buying leads or clicks or calls for this Google Places placement. The money is actually going towards like buying your domain, your Google verification. You know, and then time and labor that goes into doing the optimization and having you on that first page and hosted consistently. So it's a different type of service. Obviously, if you're doing a pay-per-lead service and then, you know, you buy a bunch of leads and then the leads don't pan out, you should definitely get reimbursed, which is why I'm going to send you the link for Home Advisor by Angie's List so you could fill it out and potentially get reimbursed from that. But
Wait, go back to that. What did you say? I missed it.
I was trying to sneak it in there because the calls are recorded. But check your text messages real quick. I sent you a link.
Okay, let me see here. What is that? Government, FTC?
Federal Trade
Home Advisor? Yeah. Heating businesses, including small business, seeking leads to home improvement projects.
So there's a little blue tab, though, at the top, which starts with the word report.
I see menu, I see for release, I see press release.
Oh, yeah, it's above that.
Administrative complaint.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So there should be a blue one, though, at the very top. Maybe you have to look it up on
my PC. Phone. I don't know if that's different. Man.
Yeah, you might have to look at it on the PC version. I'm looking on the PC, but you could report it. And usually if you report it and then call them up, ask for reimbursement, you're in a different category than somebody just calling them up asking. They'll kind of bully you when you just ask them versus if you've already taken action. And a lot of these people have been that have reported through here have been reimbursed, so I'll show you the other article for that. But that's kind of off topic. I'm not supposed to, like, help you leave a service to get into our service, you know what I mean? But I was just implying that our services aren't necessarily refundable if you went after 2 months of using it and, like, oh, you didn't get a job. I'm highly confident you will. You know, people get calls off Google every day. If you look at the guys that are up there now that are getting calls every day, I don't see why it would be different for you except for the fact that you won't have the reviews and the reputation that they have. But the only time the only way your business is ever going to get to that point is by months of doing this, you know, and building up that pipeline and building up that reputation. So you got to start somewhere. Not starting at all is no way to ever achieve that goal, that end goal.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah, so that it seems to be a problem that Home Advisor has, huh? Works like it, at least.
But yeah, it's been an ongoing thing. I mean, I've been here 10 years. So when I first started here, they were called Service Magic. They were a whole different company, and then they had gotten shut down and then rebranded, and then they bought Angie's List in 2017 because Angie's List was going bankrupt, and then they turned it into Home Advisor by Angie's Leads. But they actually buy the leads from Google, and then they sell the lead on Home Advisor and Angie's List. So three guys might get it on Home Advisor, three guys might get it that are using Angie's Leads, And so it's like six people have bought the same lead. Only one of you is going to actually get the job. So they tell you, oh, jump on it real quick. They try to make it like it's your fault, like you were too slow. But in reality, they're already kind of sabotaging it. If one out of six is going to get it, your chances are less than 20% before you've even gotten the lead, you know. So it's not an ideal solution. A lot of businesses jump into that when they're like a year old or less than a year old, and they end up spending more money than they're making. They're going backwards before they're going forward. So it's not an ideal marketing solution. So even though we won't guarantee you a certain amount of leads, because it would just be lying. Anybody that tells you, hey, you know, you're going to get this many jobs if you sign up on Google, I have no way of predicting how many people are searching on the other end. You know, I have data that goes back 10 years that will show us what's happened. But I can't 100% predict the future. That person still has the reality or the freedom to go ahead and pick whoever they want off that list and call them in real time, right? So right. I can't tell you, hey, Connor, you're going to get 15, and you don't want to do that anyway, because if I say, hey, you're going to get 15, and then you get 12, or you get more, obviously if you get more, you're not going to be mad, but if you get 12, then you're like, hey, you said I was going to get 15, I want my money back, you know? And so Google just doesn't want us to get into that at all.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I don't know how quickly I probably can make it work today. I need to make a call real quick. I think I'm just gonna cancel my Angie's List thing, and then I'll move my stuff over to you guys, because I was already unhappy with pay per lead. It was just something I was gonna try.
Not a bad idea. Like I said, if you didn't do that, we probably wouldn't be here right now.
Right. Well, maybe it was a good thing. And if I can get refunded through the link you sent me, that would be freaking awesome. I don't see any submissions for it, but...
You just report it, and then you let them know you've reported them and ask for the refund. You got to kind of get a little firm with them, and then usually they roll over.
Oh,
if you're in that category, we've already reported. Yeah. But like I said, pretty much once I hang up with you, they'll send me the next pre-screen guy. You want to put me on hold maybe? Try that. I got some emails I got to send out anyway. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But it depends on your time. I don't want to take up your whole day doing all this stuff either.
I have some free time right now, so it's kind of the perfect time.
Yeah, so do I. I plan on letting these guys out of here in like 3 hours. It's like an early holiday release anyway. So it's like we have this listing and two other listings that we have to fill before we get out of here. So, I mean, this is totally relevant. If you want to put me on hold, I can sit here and send these emails
out. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to look at this press release thing on the laptop here. Let me get my MacBook out.
Okay, yeah.
See if it should be. Oh, yeah, it looks way different on the computer. So you press report fraud, and...
Yep.
Surprised that they're considered fraud. Interesting.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not supposed to, like, walk you through this or anything. Like, our calls are recorded, so, like, I can't... You're on your own from here. I mean, Google doesn't want us telling you to discontinue another service in order to join our service. You know, we want you to...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Thank you.
let me see here. What kind of... to do two pages here. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see why Google would tell you to do that.
Just
trying to figure out what kind of report I'm doing. Online shopping, sweet pig, auto repair, credit debt loan, something else. A phone, internet, TV service, investment, money-making opportunity, something else. We'll do that.
Job, investment, money-making opportunity, either of them. The point is just to fill it out and then let them know that you filled it out. And then I'm not saying anything else.
Yeah, I'm just pasting the link of the one you sent me into their report comment. And then...
Yeah. Usually, I mean, I don't even know if you have to fully go through it, you know? I think that's just kind of like a strong word. If you're like, hey, I have reported you guys to the FTC for XYZ, and I would like to be usually from there, that's when they start the backpedal. Because
Yeah.
They're also consistently under investigation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to write down my phone number in case when I call them, I accidentally press the wrong button and it hangs up? And
oh, yeah, I got you. There's a whole, like, Google business profile in front of me on your business that's being prepped to be submitted.
Cool.
So you're good. I have
that was a pain in the butt with that.
I know.
I hate
and they won't push through your verification, really. They don't really jump on those Google verifications until they see that you're actually running, like, an ad or a placement, and then they're like, oh, okay, this is a client. The regular ones, they just kind
well,
of...
Well, I think the only reason I got through is I harassed their phone number. I kept calling, them, like, emailed them. Like, verify
one, like,
me.
Persistence
yeah.
based? Yeah.
Yeah. That's because I just kept hearing that through YouTube and stuff. People are like, you need to set this up. This is my number one way of getting calls and stuff, so...
Yeah, you have to be Google verified. It's crucial, not just for the short term, but the long term credibility.
Right.
Yeah, if we get disconnected, I could call you back. No big deal.
Awesome. Okay. Could you pay her some money? How much money did I spend? Let's see. I use my credit card too, so worst case, I have to just dispute it, but.
Yeah, that too. I've had guys do that too. And then they just go to their, they kind of undercut Home Advisor and Angie's. I had one guy who just went straight to his bank and was like, oh, if I change the card number, they don't have anything. Or I could just tell my bank, stop all transactions from this company moving forward. Because I think what happened is, like, he paused it, and then they automatically unpaused it after, like, a day or two. And then he was getting charged again when he didn't want to. So he just basically went that route, yeah.
Yeah, and then just block him through my card. That's why I didn't give him my personal... I gave them my credit card instead of my debit card because I didn't want them straight out of my bank account.
You can tell the bankers, though, like you go there and like, hey, I'm trying to get away from these people. Can you stop all transactions here? And that's another route, too. So they make it seem like you're all hemmed in. Like I get a lot of guys who are, you know, they feel like they're hemmed in and, oh, I can't cancel it. This is going to happen and da-da-da-da. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Yeah.
Right.
They just want to paint that picture. That's why Google tells us to just tell you guys straight up, like, it's all a month-to-month service. We're not even going to argue with you guys. It's like, if people don't want to use it, they don't want to use it. If they want to continue to use it and they've qualified for it, they're more than welcome to. Yeah, but we shouldn't be going, oh, you're held hostage.
Mm-hmm. So what, as far as your company,
mm-hmm.
You guys are just subcontractors through Google that run their...
We're a premier Google partner. So a lot of times when people request, like, to have a Google representative host their ads or to do Google Guarantee and they want a representative, Google will refer you to the Google Partner Program. And there's 5 different companies like us, and then you could basically hand-select them for Google Ads or Google Guarantee. And then we also would fill the local listings. The local listings, we have to act a little bit differently, like the one that we're talking about here. And we have reps that'll call out for those ones rather than just deal with people who are inquiring for Google Ads or Google Guarantee. So that's what I tell people, like, these Google Places ones, they're based on availability. Google Ads, Google Guarantee, if we don't do this one today, you could still do Google Ads and Google Guarantee at any time.
Right. I'm not a big fan of Google Ads because that's kind of essentially Google's version of
paper click.
Angie's, but
it's still not going to multiple people. You know, and same thing with Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee was designed after Home Advisor and Angie's List. And so they actually give you the lead exclusively with the customer on the line. And they only charge you if you set an appointment to actually go out and meet with them, you know. And then you could still also dispute leads. So it's still a lot better. They've worked out a lot of kinks and got rid of, like, the crookedness that you'd see from the campaign that you're using now. And that was kind of in preparation of, hey, if Home Advisor by Angie's gets shut down again, what can we provide to these people who were using them or are now looking to market on Google, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was their solution.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see.
It just came out this year, Google Guarantee.
That's kind of crazy. I would have not known that. I did hear that they were bought out, and I didn't know why that happened.
The Angie's List?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. They were bought out because Angie's List was going bankrupt.
Interesting. And I wonder why.
Yeah, well, their model was just not really profitable. And if their leads weren't panning out, they were basically just reimbursing everybody. So it just didn't really work out. That's why you have to have, like, full disclosure on it. And it's like, with us, we go, hey, you know, we can't reimburse you, but we explain why. You know, it is a month-to-month service that you aren't buying it for the year. If you do want to back out after a month, you're welcome to do so. But the reason we don't reimburse is because you're paying for, you know, the representatives that are actually doing the work on it. It's a lot more cost efficient than you to get a Google certified rep like myself or one of my representatives to go work for you, and then you got to pay them, you know, X amount of money throughout the year just to keep your phone ringing, when you could have a Google certified company full of them, you know, hosting it for you, and then you could just focus on the customer. It's usually more cost efficient. It's better all around.
Okay, well, let me call their number right now. It's making me do a phone call, probably because they're going to try to convince me to stay. And then I'll just keep you on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Let me do that real quick.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'll see you. I'll see you. All right. Oh.
Hi, I'm back.
How did that go?
It was kind of a nightmare at first. They had to transfer me to a few different people, and then I just read them the caption. The guy taking my call had never heard it until he hung up. He's like, I need to talk to my manager or something. And then he was like, okay, I can refund you. I'm like, okay,
nice.
Cool. Yeah, so they said 7 to 10 days, and then...
that's a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, as long as I get my refund, too.
Yeah, how much was it that you spent on them?
Yeah, I looked at my charge. It was $287.99, and then I was reading as he was, like, looking up stuff. And that's exactly what it says on the document that you sent me, that they're charging
people. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it sounds about right. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and it's not horrible for everybody, but I've just heard enough.
Yeah. Well, and it says the report I filed, too, they might get a violation of $50,120.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the second article? They were, like, the first few months of this year, they had to pay back, like, $7.3 million. Like,
yeah,
back
7.2,
to back.
I read that. And then
it was multiple months in a row. I think it was like 4 months in a row. So it ended up costing them like $28 million or something, almost $30 million.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, they're a billion-dollar company, but I don't feel bad for them. I mean, think about the business owners, you know? Like, these guys are, you know, especially like roofing companies, are paying like $200 a lead on that platform. And then it's like they send those guys like four or five of them in a week. So they're spending $800,000 in a week on leads, and then maybe none of them pan out, you know, because they're going to multiple people.
Yeah, that was
so.
The first call I got last night, I answered the phone because they said to answer it in 15 minutes or whatever. So I gave him a call, and the guy was like, oh, I'm not actually interested. He was just like, I'm curious how much I saved doing the job myself. And I was like, if this is how it's going to be, I don't want to pay that much money for each call to be someone curious how much money they saved pressure washing their own house. Like, okay. But, cool. So thank you. I appreciate that. That got me out of a pickle. I was kind of like taking a risk and
saved you some money right before the holidays.
I know. Yeah. It's all right, though. It's coming back to you, so.
Yeah, but this will be good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's return on investment. So, I mean, is there things you're doing for your business to start off 2024 on the right foot?
Right. You guys have an app or something that I can, like, feed you the statistics, or what does it look like?
Yep. Yeah, we have my.localsplash.com, and then it also comes in the form of an app. So you'll have your own username and password. You'll be able to see all the leads, clicks, calls that we're getting for you. You could request reviews from your clients through that app. You could also access the Google Analytics. If you notice any keywords are working better than some of the ones that we currently have you listed for, you could always swap them out through your account management team here.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, super useful. And usually what happens is, like, you sign up, then they'll do the client interview. At the end of the client interview, they'll send you the username, password, the link to the app, and then there's, like, a 7 to 8 minute YouTube video that shows you how to use the app.
Very cool. And I'll get that after we talk?
At the end of the client interview. So I'll sign you up, but then the client interview technician, I could get you into one, like, between 2 and 3 today. And that's where they go over, like, your keywords, the service area that you want to target, and then we got to purchase your domain name and start working on your website. And at the end of that client interview, they'll send you the login credentials for that. The app's going to be pretty blank until we've got, like, everything up and running, though. You're not really going to have any data there until the calls start coming in.
Right.
They'll get you access to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So what do you need from me now?
All right, so I'm going to create the account. I just want to verify this information. I know you already have a Google business profile, but in case anything changes, once we submit this to Google, they're going to update it with everything that we submit here today. So on that first page, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on now?
Yep. Yeah, just my personal cell. So.
Okay. Is your last name the same as the business name, the Carnahan?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Carnahan. Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. And then you spell your first name, C-O-N-N-E-R?
O-R. C-O-N-N-O-R.
Okay, gotcha. And then the business email, I'm going to send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt so you can write it off later.
You're the best. Thank you.
Get all the write-offs you can.
I'm writing everything off.
Yeah. What email can I send it to, though?
You want to do, if you do carnhandexteriorcleaning@gmail.com is the perfect email.
carnhandexteriorcleaning@gmail.com. Okay, let me just make sure it comes back valid. Okay, good. And then the street address, you've already PIN verified this 4076 Chestnut Lane?
Right. I don't want that on a public profile, though. That's just my home address.
Okay, I'll hide it for you.
Thank you. Yeah, Andrew, that was one thing I messaged them. I was like, dude, you have my home address listed on a public profile.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't, I mean, some industries, I mean, you have to have it, like if you have a brick and mortar, but you're in a service-based industry where you're going to the customer, they're not coming to you, so you do have the option to hide it. So I'll hide it for you.
Right, right. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll still see, like, city, state, and zip on your listing, though, but you won't have, like, the actual street address for my turn direction.
All good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then the pin on the map will be vague. Like, it'll actually be on, like, the nearest cross street rather than your actual, like, house.
Yeah, as long as it's not my house. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and hide this. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I normally do Monday through Saturday, and then I do like 8 to 5 typically, or 8 to 5.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Sunday is closed, yeah.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Submit. So funny, while you had me on hold, I ordered Disneyland tickets for, Monday. Next Monday.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my wife. They're all stoked. All right, so.
That's funny. I love Disneyland. My friend sang "This Is Halloween" when you go to Disneyland. He's the voice of that.
That's pretty cool. The last time I actually went was this time, or was Halloween last year.
Oh, so really? Yeah. Did you stay for that show?
Yeah. That was the first time in my life that I ever seen that. Yeah, it was pretty cool. They projected on, like, the castle. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that they did any of that. It was super surprising. I was stoked, though, right now because I thought I was going to have to get 4 tickets, but I only had to buy 3 because my youngest is only 2.5, and I guess you don't have to buy, like, tickets for them until they're 3 years old. So, I got one.
So they're 3 and 10.
Yeah, but it was still $633 for the 3 tickets because of the. I got the park hopper ones, and then it's the holidays too. So they got it all decorated for Christmas right now. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was there last Halloween. It was expensive.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm gonna end up spending more when I get in there too. But I'm like, whatever, you know, you guys. My wife puts up with a lot.
I would say it's about the same price in food that it is the ticket. Just like you pay.
Sounds about right. Well, that's what I was thinking though, is because I have that park hopper, so you're allowed to actually like leave the parks and come back to each one. The ticket's valid at both stops, so I think I'll probably like leave and then have lunch somewhere else for like an hour or something, and then come back in. That way
I've done.
I'll hit like In-N-Out or something. Yeah, I'll get some cheeseburgers at In-N-Out. It's like super cheap, and then. I'll go back in. Yeah. Forget that. I'm not going to go spend, you know, $100, $200
$15
every
on a
time. Yeah. Yeah. And like a cookie's like $20. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough. You got the tickets. Don't push it, you know?
Yeah. I know.
You could be happy starving.
Well, and now like the Fast Pass too, you have to pay for and like, it's so.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I might have to, but they said since it's Monday, it's a lot less people, I guess, and it's like after the holiday.
Yeah.
I guess like tomorrow and through the weekend, it's going to be busy, and then supposedly Monday, it should die down. Usually people
are
going back
to work. Yeah, it's definitely worth it. When I was there last Halloween, it was kind of awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Disneyland. It's super cool with these little guys, too. They're making me like feel festive. so I don't really feel bad about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Dad,
yeah.
Dad's just going to have a good time and not pay attention to the money stuff till later.
Yeah.
All right. So, on your account, sorry, I got sidetracked. I have it all created. I've submitted it. They said that your PIN was sent out already, but did you put the 5-digit PIN to the back of your Google Business profile? Because I don't have, like, the advanced verification. Yeah, they send a postcard to your address in the mail. It's like a little, it says Google on it, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back, and you're supposed to input that number into your Google Business profile.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay, I'm going to resend it. That's why I asked, because it says it was requested, but never, like, completed, basically. You didn't complete the verification.
Yeah, I wonder if I didn't get it or something. I did it on my other account, like my personal email, because I used to make, like, YouTube stuff, and I used to make money doing that, and so they made me verify my address. I don't know, maybe it's
okay.
Already verified address? I'm not sure.
The same address for a different business?
Right, yeah, it would be a different business.
Oh, yeah, that can cause a discrepancy. I could get it cleared up, though, if that's what's really going on with it. I won't really know until
I mean,
into the Google Business profile.
Okay, yeah, I don't. It wasn't, like, my business. It was more of an AdSense thing because it was YouTube, you know? But that was years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that won't be the same. Okay. Google does own YouTube, but it won't be the same for this. This is search. Yeah, marketing. Let me go. Photos needed for Google verification. I can kind of bypass it, too, if I can do this. Where is that dang? Oh, there it is. Okay. Action needed. Pictures for Google. And you have the business license, and then you're still working on the insurance, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just sent you the form for Google Advanced Verification.
Okay.
That'll come through. Fill that out as much as you can. If anything's missing, then we'll just three-way call Google. I'll verify everything over the phone. We won't let it stop us from getting you up there.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then let me remove this unlicensed contractor part for now, unless they require it. Okay, business license accepted. And then are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
No, I want to be, but I'm not yet.
The LLC definitely helps. They have some sites where I think you can actually get the LLC for free.
Oh, really?
You can create it. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it real quick for you.
Yeah, I know it separates my personal bank account from my business. So when people, if someone were to happen to sue me, which I hope never happens, but then they would sue my business and not me, which is what I need.
Right. Yeah, the LLC is necessary. Boom. Okay, I gotcha. So there's this one, and then there's another one from LegalZoom that you could do. I'm going to send the article over to you here. This one's from govdocfiling.com. And those are 100% free. Yeah, I think it's like the first year it's free on that one. Oh, that's a different one. Yeah, that's for your Google verification. So that one's going to go to us. And then they'll give you your shield and check mark on your Google Business profile. Let your customers know you're legit Google verified. We already made sure you have it.
Yeah. I have a video of my equipment. Let's see if it lets me upload that.
Yeah, it should work. Usually it's pictures, but I'm pretty sure video will work too. As long as it's just like it depends on how long it is, I think. I think if it's like under 30 seconds, it'll go. Oh, yeah, it should work. Free LLC filing. There's a couple of them, actually. If you just Google, like, create LLC for free, there's a ton of them. I found so many of them, like, through LegalZoom. A lot of them are, like, the first year free, and then they'll have, like, a fee at the end, and some of them are just, like, 100%.
Got it. I know I need to call my county and tell them I'm an LLC then after that, right?
Yeah, and I could always swap it out on your business name, too. It's just good to have. And then even, like, when you file, it's, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having LLC. Most of the reasons, I think, would be for tax reasons. But, again, worst case scenario, like you're saying, somebody sues you. Hopefully that never happens.
Ideally never happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually it's just you want it in place for tax purposes.
That's good to know. I think I'm going to hire someone to do my taxes this year because I don't want to...
Definitely a good idea. So if you have like a business account rather than a personal account, that way everything that's on there is just documented. You don't have to like collect receipts. You could just get a printout of your year. You know what I mean? And then you could give that to your CPA and like these are all business expenses and they'll take care of it.
I've been saving all my receipts and writing out all my expenses.
I mean, that's still good too. I mean, if you want to be like double, triple saves, but like some people do it, you know, but. My Jewish friends.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me. 100%. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I have a buddy, Josh, and his family. They like just. I mean, they have a couple businesses, but they just stack their whole counter with receipts. It's ridiculous. I'm like, put these.
Yeah.
Throw them away. Yeah. There's like
I'm
some
definitely
toxic
the
resin attached to receipts, though. People don't know about. There's this
oh,
guy,
really?
Like, Gary Brecka that I follow. Yeah, he's all about, like health and, like, monitoring what our body's getting in from, like don't feed my kid Pop-Tarts and stuff like that. He's, like, I don't know, holistic healing, I guess you could say. He's one of those guys. He, like, helps Dana White and stuff and, like, helps him get back in shape and stuff. Yeah, but he's kind of a guru, and they were talking about how, like, the receipts, like, there's something that happens with the receipts when you print them. It has, like, this really toxic, like, thing on it. Like, you're basically not even supposed to touch your receipts because I guess they have, like, poison on them. It's weird.
Oh,
so, I've been kind of turning it down, and then it's like, okay, I have the cards, you know. The whole point of having a banking app is everything's documented in there that you spend, so you get a receipt right there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is saying upload a picture of business registration. What is that?
Yeah, so you have your business license, right?
Yeah, it said upload a picture of your business license and then also
and then it says business registration.
Business registration.
Yeah, you can put the same file in there, Connor. If you go down to the bottom, it'll tell you. Like, send in as much as you can. If you're missing anything, like I said, we're going to three-way call Google and we'll verify it over the phone. So you just want to make sure that at the end of it, like, fill it out as much as you can, and then also check that box that you're okay with us three-way calling Google and verifying over the phone in case they don't accept what's submitted through that form or all of it.
Upload a picture of invoice. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't have to do all this right now, but, you're getting a huge head start.
I've already done it, so let's see.
Yeah. No, you're killing it. This is, like, a really productive hour.
Save the file. Computer save. Okay. Upload photo of invoice. Choose file. PDF. Open.
These recordings, just to FYI, they max out at an hour. So if we get disconnected in like 2-3 minutes here, I'll call you right back. It's just because the recording usually times out.
Had to restart it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, they cap out at 60 minutes. So it'll tell you, like, oh, you're being disconnected. You'll hear, like, a little voice.
Okay. All
right.
Just to say, upload a picture of a workplace. So I just photo of a house that I did. There you go.
Yeah, it could be anything. I had guys send in, like, workbenches, like carpenters. They just take a picture of, like, a bandsaw. It's like, I work right here. You know, they accept it. So that'll work.
That's right.
I'm multitasking back here, so I think you're all set for this. I've re-requested your Google PIN. The client interview. Okay, perfect. And then the client interview 2-3 works for you, right? Today?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me go ahead and snag this spot. It's going to be with a different representative from my company. They're in the client interview department. But I'll send you my number, too, so that way if you ever have any problems with anybody, you can still call me directly. You shouldn't, though. These guys are green, but they're good. They're new, but...
You guys don't have any lawsuits with the government?
What was that?
You guys don't have any lawsuits like Andy's List?
Oh, no. We've been in business since 2004, so we've actually accumulated like 32 complaints on the BBB over our almost 20 years in the business, but none of them are unresolved, so we're still A-plus accredited.
Hey, I've good actually, to hear.
Yeah, I've been here 10 years. I've helped over 5,000 business owners start their business like we're doing right now, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I got a pretty big track record myself. Comes that client interview invitation. That should come from the client interview rep. Okay, I got your logo popped up here.
Okay, we'll I need a new one.
Okay. We have, I mean, if you can like come up with like a general idea on what you'd like for the logo, we do have graphic designers in-house that would be able to, I can set you up with them. And then you just want to make sure that you're not breaking any copyright.